bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of adjustment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. It must be Friday. See? Told you. See? Told you. That's all I got is Friday. Like, So Friday is your day. 833-212-1017 is the number. If you have anything you want to complain about, within reason, and make it clean. It's a family show. you get to pop off on today. Because I got a whole bunch of stuff that I've been reading in the newspaper. And, you know, I'm an equal opportunity type guy. Like, I'm not perfect. Nobody else is perfect. But some stuff people do kind of makes me go, wait, what? And so my top five of five is full of, people doing some really, really ridiculous things. However, my opening for Dr. Ken's Truth is a little unsettling. That's not true. It's not a little unsettling. It's a lot unsettling. And the reason it is because everybody's going to jump on it. And everybody's going to pretend like all cops are like this. And they're not. And so I can take up for the police when they do right, but then I got to slam them when they do wrong. And in this instance, they did wrong. And so looking at the story, it's pretty interesting. I don't know if you've read it, and I don't know if you've heard about it, but there are several things in the news today that have to do with the police. And as I said, when you do great, it's great things, have you on the show, talk about all that. But when you do bad, you get to get hammered like everybody else. You get to get, what's the phrase, gaslit like everybody else. I get to come after you, right? Because you're held to a standard. It's not a higher standard. Like, I don't understand. What's a higher standard? No, the law's the law. You follow, you don't. And the same thing that happens to the general public is the same thing that should happen to the police or any other public official that does something wrong. Now, we also know that sometimes people get a slide, like that Scotty golfer dude that should be in jail right now for battery to a police officer and, you know, got all these white folks screaming and hollering, there's no reason why he's... I said, y'all said the same thing about the black basketball player on the Bucks. Said he was probably out doing something wrong. He went to Walgreens and parked in a handicapped parking. Ended up getting tased. Really? But we're held to what? A different standard. Black people seem to be held to a standard of perfection. Black people seem to be held to a standard of, if you do something wrong, you're guilty until proven innocent. So the story I'm going to talk about, I need to remind you, this person has been charged, but they have not been found guilty. So let's do this. Let's wait until this person goes to court and is found guilty. So what is it? Well, according to a criminal complaint, a District 6 Milwaukee police officer used a police database to provide information to a convicted felon, helping the felon conceal the true identity of stolen vehicles and admitted to offering to sell guns to the felon. It's a story on WISN.com by Derek Rose, anchor and investigative reporter. Milwaukee police officer is facing a string of federal charges alleging he used his position and law enforcement resources for illicit purposes, including providing the home addresses of rival gang members to a convicted felon. The charges filed yesterday in U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Wisconsin against Juwan Madlock stem from an investigation into the Burleigh Zoo family, BZF, which investigators describe as a violent street gang in Milwaukee. According to the criminal complaint, investigators executed a search warrant last month on Greenfield property connected to a BZF member, which led to the discovery of an iPhone, which investigators said contained text messages between the BZF member, who's a convicted felon, and Madlock. Based on the text messages, some of which were included in the complaint, the investigators believe Madlock, 29, among other things, used a police database to identify identical vehicles and get plates to put on stolen vehicles. In the complaint, investigators said Madlock also offered the felon advice on eluding the police if he were being chased. The complaint said Madlock wrote, adding, I told you if you ever get in a speed, get on that highway and just keep going. They got to cancel it. The text messages, according to the complaint, also said the two discussed buying Glock firearms from the officer. FBI Special Agent Christopher Burke wrote in the complaint, investigators further believe that the firearms need to be Glocks because they intend to affix machine gun conversion devices on them, which usually only works on Glocks. The diversion device known as a switch makes a semi-automatic, fully automatic, meaning it can spray bullets in a fraction of a second with one squeeze of the trigger. A semi-automatic, for every single bullet, you have to pull the trigger for each bullet. The complaint said Madlock shared the names of photographs. Now here's the part that burns me. The complaint said Madlock shared the names and photographs of fellow police officers who were investigating the felon's activities or involved in other investigative work. Burke also said Madlock used his law enforcement database to obtain and provide the home addresses for at least three of the felon's rival gang members. Madlock wrote to the felon, according to the complaint, let me know if you need that map, you know, map pen emoji. Them spots should be good. Try buff him, then he probably where he feels safe. Investigators believe this conversation reflects the felon is looking for addresses of BZF rivals for the purpose of shooting and possibly killing them, Burke wrote. Investigators suspect that Madlock knows why the felon wants the addresses, especially since Madlock notes that one address Madlock provided is probably where the BZF rival feels safe and utilized open source databases and law enforcement databases to find addresses on these individuals. So there was a warrant that led to the discovery executed February 13th. And by March 7th, investigators had applied for search warrants directly linked to Matlock's property and devices. The same day Matlock was requested to report to Milwaukee Police Internal Affairs to speak to investigators, agents executed a federal search warrant at his home. There, Burke said they found a Glock pistol with an extended magazine and a switch attached to the weapon. Burke said Matlock admitted the weapon was his. The complaint said Matlock also admitted to providing the felon with ammunition and offering to sell guns to the convicted felon. Matlock is charged with misprision, which is transferring ammunition to a felon, possession of a machine gun, lying to federal officers, and obstruction, among other charges. And he hasn't seen a judge yet. Milwaukee police confirmed that Matlock, who had nearly 10 years of service, has resigned from the department. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman expects all in a statement from the Milwaukee Police Department this morning, said Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman expects all members, sworn and civilian, to demonstrate the highest ethical standards in the performance of their duties and was extremely disappointed to learn about the misconduct in this case. Chief Norman wants to remind the public that everyone is afforded the right of due process under the law and as such are innocent until proven guilty. And so one of the things we have to look at, right? One of the things I ask, treat this guy the same way you treat anybody else. But if he's convicted, he should go to jail like every, he should go to prison like everybody else. And these are the types of things that set the police department back 20 years. For every five steps they take forward, they take 100 steps backwards. But what this is proof that the police department, the vast majority of them, do the right thing for the right reasons in the right way. Because otherwise it could have been just bashed, forgotten about. But we have media people who do what? Check search warrants that have been issued and see what they are once they're returned back to the office. Greg Borowski in JS Online has a great article on what's going to start Sunday. Basically, it's Open Records Week, where they talk about the ability to live in America and have access to open records. But also, you have to remember, many people have personal information and identification that you shouldn't have. So because a person's been arrested, you get some information, but you're not getting everything. But that's what happens. Those are the rights that you lose when you commit a crime. And that's just the way it is. If you are a police officer, you live in a bubble, and it's a glass bubble that is subject to break if anybody throws a brick. And people constantly throw bricks. And so I find it interesting that we tend to hold the police to a standard that we ourselves can't keep, which is why we need the police, is because the general public doesn't hold themselves to a standard. They break the social contract we have to do no harm to each other. But when police do it, and they're found guilty, there's only one thing for them. There's only one five-letter word that can bring about justice that the public will be happy with. And I know, because I know there's a lot of police officers that listen, and a lot of them tell me, hey, I listen to your show every day, or I listen overnight for the rebroadcast. And I get it, and I appreciate it, and I thank you. But in the end, when police are found guilty, there's only one place for them. Prison.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Black. Black, black, black. Black on black, black. Yeah. Hey.
Okay, black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black is black.
Black rims on these black wheels in this black, black wheel with this black bitch. Black. So black on black on black on black on
black, 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 black on black.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. And I just remembered I left all my book and everything in there. That's what I remember after I... Anyway, so WISN has a story on today about three more MPS schools to close temporarily due to lead paint. Don't we realize that there's lead in every school? How many schools we got in Milwaukee? How many schools are in the city of Milwaukee? Thank God for Google. 156 schools, 9,356 employees, 8 tuition-free Montessori schools for kindergarten through 12, 11 international baccalaureate from elementary through high school. So then, pretty much all these schools were built with the exception of a few. And I don't know what that number is or percentage. That was built at a time when there was lead and paint. So watch this. Can we just go to every school and test? Can we? Can we go to every school and just do a random test of about 10 rooms and get an idea of, hey, yeah, these are all there. Yeah, there's lead here. And if there's lead there, yeah, mitigate it. 833-212-1017 is the number. What should we do about this whole MPS lead thing? It's like people are waking up. I remember growing up. I'm gonna admit something that I've never admitted on the radio or to anybody else before. When I was growing up in Chicago, we lived on a second floor over a tavern and an insurance company. Right, it was a commercial building downstairs, apartments upstairs. Our apartment was very small. It was 4 of us, but it was very small. And I've talked about how I grew up. It wasn't anybody. People say it wasn't the best. It was nowhere near. It was worse than the worst. But I digress. So as we're living there, the paint in the windowsill would crack. It would break because, you know, you close the window and it bump and then it crack and then it break. And it was about 1/4 inch thick, and it would break out in chunks. And so I remember, I was a kid, I licked it, and it tasted good. Well, it was lead. It was lead in that paint. I don't think I'm any worse for the wear. I don't know. Maybe if I didn't lick the little piece, I might not have enough lead. If I didn't have lead in my brain, I might be like richer than Elon Musk. I don't know. I think I did okay. And no, I'm not saying lead poisoning is good for people. What I'm saying is that it was such a well-known thing that now that we've changed it, didn't it dawn on anybody to go back to all these schools and say, you know, if this school has lead paint, and it was made in the 1950s or 60s. We got schools that are 50 some odd years old, 40 some. Like that's insane. Where's the plan to rebuild all these schools? It's not like we don't have enough, right? So if you're going to keep those schools, the ones that are open and that you want to change, let's do this. You ready? I'm going to get this one to you for free. Go out and take the schools that has nobody in them. It's 10 of them. Take about 6 or 7 of them. Transfer those kids from schools that are open right now to that school. First of all, before you transfer the kids, clean up the building. Mitigate the building. Not perfection, but just mitigate it. If you don't want to, mitigate 2 or 3 of them And every three schools, you can transfer them to those schools temporarily, and then you clean it up and get rid of the lead, repaint it, and then bring the kids back. So the kid may have to be out of school for like maybe, you know, two semesters, half a year. Like, come up with a plan. Oh, that's right. We don't have a superintendent until Saturday. Yeah. Oh, well. And clearly the ones, the teachers, not the teachers, the school staff, the administrators, and everybody else didn't really care. Or did they? I think they did. I think the overwhelming majority, probably in the 90 to 95% range, of employees at NPS actually really truly care about those schools and the safety of the children. So then let's make a change. Every principal, right? Need you to show up, take your kit, go back to your school, just do a cursory test. We don't need to call an expert in. We don't need to call all these. Just take one of those home-lit test kits, test it, and if it tests, then we'll send the person out to do the actual official test and take it back to the Department of Health and take care of it. Like, sometimes you really have to work hard. You really have to go, you know what, this is going to be terrible, and I'm going to have to work weekends, and I'm going to have to pay a little extra money to some people, and we're going to have to get these schools tested. Is it an easy fix? Because somebody told me the other day, yeah, you make that sound so easy. No, it's not easy. Anything that's good is not easy. It never is. Anything that you can win, and when I say win, I mean do what it is you want to do. If you want to be an influencer, if you want to be a talk show host, if you want to be a producer, if you want to, in order to get there, it's going to be difficult. You're going to have to go through some stuff. But then when you do, you'll be that much better. But for some reason, So this is a good start. They found it in a school. They've got some schools, and they said, you know what? We need to change this. We need to go in. We got three more schools that they tested. So clearly they're going through testing them. So parents received notices yesterday. Starms, Fernwood, Montessori, and La Follette were temporarily closed on Monday for cleaning and testing. Health department will be providing updates on the school as they conduct inspections. That's what I'm talking about. La Follette students will be temporarily relocated at Wisconsin Conservatory of Lifelong Learning, 12th and Highland. Starms students and staff will be temporarily located to Starms Discovery Learning Center, 27th and Lloyd. And Fernwood students and staff will be located at Andrew Douglas Middle School, 18th and Nash. Basic, it's simple. If your kid's assigned to a bus, they'll be taken to Douglas. If you need transportation, daily shuttles will take the kids from Fernwood to Douglas, right? So there's no real issue about your kid not going to school. The health department is searching more schools for lead. Officials picked Hopkins Lloyd, Brown Street Academy, Duffler, Longfellow, West Side, Our Avenue, and Franklin because of the age of the buildings and the age of the students inside. And so Trowbridge Schools of Great Lakes Studio in Bayview is reopening today after being closed for similar lead issues. They shut it down on February 28th, so that's how many days? 14, that's about 15 days or 3 weeks. About 15 days, which would be 5, 10, whatever. So it'll be about 2 weeks worth to get into it. Health department said Trowbridge passed its clearance check following lead hazard remediation and cleaning. Dust levels now meet safety standards. And that's all we asked for. That's all we asked for. You remember Goldemeyer Lower Campus and Kegel School. They found lead hazards on 19 surfaces at Maryland Avenue, Montessori. So they're doing it. Sounds like they're doing a good job, but the health department recommends these things. When they closed Trowbridge, They said use wet wipes to clean surfaces, use shoes at the door to prevent tracking in dirt, remove shoes at the door to prevent tracking in dirt with lead dust, wash toys frequently, provide foods rich in iron, calcium, and vitamin C to prevent lead absorption, and use a water filter to remove lead. Students can get tested on Saturday the 15th. Testing's from 9 to 1 at Bradley Tech. So that is a phenomenal start for MPS. That is a phenomenal start for whoever decided we need to fix this. We need to make the correction. Sounds like they did what they were supposed to do. My question is, how much money will it cost? Well, is there an amount of money that you don't want to pay to help kids be able to grow up without lead poisoning? I don't know. I don't know if you should use it as a, hey, we just going to do it, and that's it. And just spend what we need because it's for the children. No, we need to be respectful. We need to be, you know, pragmatic as it relates to fixing this. But in the end, we need to make sure the schools are safe. 833-212-1017 is the number. Talk and text line, all that fun stuff when we come back. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017. In the number 4, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, we talk a lot about unprecedented quality and service you get from Pella, but talking to the people who work there, you can kind of tell how much they really genuinely love what it is they do. Pella's team is with you from start to finish. They don't disappear after they make the sale. And right now, take advantage of windows as low as $22 a month, doors as low as $89 a month. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends March 31st of 2025. Get started right now today. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. Carolyn said, hi, Dr. Ken. Happy Friday. We'll see. I think people are just overly happy. Their expectation is to always be happy. Everything should just be happy, 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 happy. And then when they don't get happy, they fall apart. I'm just saying. The caller said, Matlock is an idiot. Well, why don't you call him an idiot if he gets convicted? If he gets convicted, then he's an idiot. But everybody deserves their day in court. Somebody said,
Elliot Musk was clearly a kid who sniffed paint. Paint just didn't impact his creative side.
Well, let's do this. Let's test what it is you're saying, all right? Let's ask Google, how does paint and lead affect cognitive effect learning, cognitive development? Lead exposure, especially through lead paint, can significantly impair cognitive development and negatively impact learning, causing problems with attention, memory, and academic performance. So, lead's neurotoxicity. Lead is a neurotoxin that can damage the brain and the nervous system, even at low levels. So what does it do? It reduces your IQ. So lead exposure is linked to lower IQ scores, affecting overall cognitive ability. Now, the other thing about IQ scores is that IQ scores are normed for white America. So some of the questions, some of the things, some of the examples are not reflected in Hispanic, Black, or in many cases, Asian communities. And so you get this disconnect on an IQ because they don't understand the example you give, because the example is of something that's within the white community. How can I say this? It's not a positive or a negative. It just is. And so depending on when you went to school, there were things that I learned that were predominantly white because I only had like three Black teachers in my entire career through high school. Then when I got to college, I never had a Black teacher. Not at the University of Illinois, Chicago, and not at Illinois State University. When I got to Concordia, I had one, two, that's about it. And I never had a Black female teacher in college. So now I know there's a good number of you going, well, why does that matter? Well, what they see is what they'll be. I might have thought about going into higher education significantly sooner instead of law enforcement had I seen somebody that looked like me and thought to myself, well, wow, if they can do it, I can do it. I had an instructor at Illinois State University who was doing what I wanted to do. And he was working on his doctorate, and he was teaching at Illinois State. And he was doing great. And I see him today, right? And the weird part about it, he wasn't that much older than me. And now he's working overseas. He's a dean of a college of communication and media science. And so those are like had, and one of the reasons I got One of the reasons I got into radio was because he made a referral to WJBC in Bloomington, Illinois, and said, they're looking for a weekend announcer. Go talk to him. And so what I didn't know, he had already sent them my tape and had already talked about me and said he'd be a great candidate. And when I showed up, I thought I was interviewing for a job, and they were telling me when I was going to start. And that started my radio career. Now, I was working on campus radio, you know, the local NPR station and all that, and the local WZND, the local, like, 10-watt station. But evidently, I had learned something. Same thing at University of Illinois, Chicago. One person said, him, that's more powerful than anything you'll ever have in your life. Interesting. Anyway, I digress. Musk's logical side is fried. No, it's not. He has built electric cars that he's made billions on, but he supports a politician who's climate change denying. Fool. I'm not necessarily a we just gonna fall hook, line, and sinker into climate change. I'm not a denier. And to not agree with something doesn't mean you deny it. You just disagree with parts of it. Like you just disagree with parts of it. There are some things about climate change that are just stupid, and that people say, we got to do this. If we went all electric, we wouldn't be able to sustain it because our electrical grid is not up to par. It's going to take about 20, 30 years to get that up to par. That's one. Number two, we don't have any of the minerals it takes to make batteries, which means you got to buy them from foreign countries and you're going to pay through the nose. And the only people that will make money on it are the foreign companies and the foreign countries. And so people don't understand the big picture and look at all the components. They only tend to hold on to the part that makes their argument, and they reject all the other things that are not only practical, but factual and true. If we followed climate change the way that we say we were supposed to follow climate change, we'd all be dead. Because when I was growing up, the earth is cooling and we're going to freeze and we're going to die. And then that didn't work. So then they changed it to ecology. Keeping everything clean and picking up trash, right? Had campaigns, every little bit helps. Clean up your trash, right? And now we're on what? Now we're on to climate change. Why? Well, the earth is warming. Okay, 20 years, 30 years ago, y'all said the earth was cooling. Which one is it? Which one is it? It's been known that people have doctored data to make it say what they wanted it to say. The earth is getting cooler. Is it? Do we have enough data day in, day out to figure out what we need to know? Because we only started taking temperatures in the 1800s, late 1800s. So there's a lot of information. And believe it or not, when it comes to the earth being roughly 3 billion years old, 1 century of data is not enough to know what the earth's going to do. That's just me. I'm just one guy. You can disagree if you like. Because since the Industrial Revolution the Industrial Revolution in 1900, when we started building factories and kids were working in factories under horrible conditions along with adults and all that, we've begotten a significant number of new technology as it relates to clean coal, oil, gas, all those things. It's significantly better today than it was then. So we're putting out less emissions. Yeah, but there are more cars. Cars are built better and better and more efficient every year. And if that were the case, I mean, does it strike you as strange that we have just enough grass and trees to put out oxygen as we put out carbon and it balances and nobody dies? Now, are there people with physical conditions? Yes. Breathing conditions? Yes. And we need to make sure they're as safe as possible. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You don't change everything because it's affecting some people. You figure out how to help those people. Figure out how to make their life more comfortable in things we can do that are practical, not a wholesale change. Some of the changes Biden wanted to do to tailpipes on cars would have effectively put car business out of business. And then they wanted all electric cars by a certain year. That's crazy. Makes no sense. I think if people want it, they'll buy it. The market will take care of it. The market will correct itself and say, hey, dude, we don't want those. We want these. And they'll come up with a way to make cars here with better batteries and more efficient. But right now, all the elements we need to build those batteries come from other countries like China and the Ukraine. And we're going to end up paying. So take a step back and don't just follow your politics or follow what you've been force-fed in some schools, but look for it yourself. Find both sides of an argument or the three or four sides of an argument, figure it out, and then do it. And then make up your mind. And if you're 100% for climate change or global warming, be that way. But don't just take it because somebody told you that. Don't just take it because you trust the person. You gotta verify.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth App, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth App, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Hey, Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is Saturday, April 12th, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com. That's truthcommunitycleanup.com. Sign up to be a volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Sub. So, register today, truthcommunitycleanup.com. That's truthcommunitycleanup.com to clean and beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. till 12 noon, is presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, Reyes, Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. 833-212-1017 is the number. So, yeah. So we got that. Got a lot of stuff going on. Got stuff coming up I'll be telling you about for tomorrow. I gotta be up and out the house at 6 o'clock tomorrow and doing stuff. And then I gotta come back home and then I gotta go back out and then I gotta come back home. It's gonna be a lot of stuff to do tomorrow. I'm just saying. The world has seen Musk's behavior. He's a very smart weirdo. I don't know what that means. Most smart people are a little strange. They're a little different. You think a different way. You see the world in a different way. You respond in a different way. Right? That's just how it goes. 833-212-1017. I am so far behind on all the stuff I wanted to talk about. It is absolutely, totally ridiculous. I did want to touch on this, though. They've been giving out, I don't know if I said it, they've been giving out the wrong mailers. So people are receiving postcards that say April 11th when it should be April 1st. And so I got them from California. I got one from Sacramento, California that talked about the date and it said the 11th of April. And I'm like, it's not right. It's not right at all. And so if you read it, they all were for Crawford. Hey, come vote for her, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. But then I read it and I went, this is wrong. And why is somebody from another state sending me a postcard on a voter roll to tell me I need to vote for who they think I should vote for? Mind your business, fix your fire burning, house burning down, not helping people canceling insurance state. Stay out there. Goofs. A lot of them. Anyway. Musk Buddy is a person who is against electric cars and funding for their charging stations. Dumb on my, I don't even understand what that means. Musk Buddy is a person who's against electric cars. Well, I don't know if people are against electric cars. They're against how electric cars are made. I'm just reading the funding for their charging station. Oh, I wouldn't fund your charging station anyway. You want to build a charging station, build it yourself. Why are we building? So the Biden administration paid how many? Hundreds of millions of dollars or billions to build all these charging stations. They built like 8. Crazy. Where's the money? It's like we have these ideas and we spend money on these ideas, but they don't really work. In order for us to drive electric cars, we would have to have something at our homes that's going to charge our car. Because I'm not going somewhere else to watch this. Hey, I got to go charge the car. You don't go to the car wash? No, I'm not going to the car wash. I'm going to sit in a spot. So I drove somewhere one time, and when I traveled, I ended up with an electric car. And I thought, this is pretty cool. It was a Ford Mach-E, like the Mustang Mach-E. And it was a pretty decent car. I really liked it, and I thought, I could get used to an electric car until you find out how much the battery costs when it goes out. And you're like, what? That's crazy. You would have to be out of your mind. And so you would have to be able to afford a charger at your house that's a converter that you can charge your car at home. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting out somewhere in some parking lot or at a gas station charging your car. That makes no sense to me. But that's what we do. It's just weird. I don't get it. At least make it so that I can use it at home. But all these charging stations, people said, I don't know if that's going to be coming in the next 3.5 years, 4 years. Anyway, hey, Truth Nation, join Benjamin and Kyle Wallace 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a special Saturday broadcast from Thrive on King Live for the 2025 Black Family Wellness Expo, presented by the Lynx Incorporated and the partnership with the Diversity Blood Center of Wisconsin. That was the interview you heard yesterday with Denise Thomas. Make sure you hang out. Experience cooking demonstrations, basic healthcare services, blood pressure checks, and learn your actual blood type. You can even make a blood donation to help save a life. It's a special Truth broadcast going down tomorrow, this Saturday, like tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Black Family Wellness Expo right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And watch this. You might be able to even show up. I might even be there.
One call, that's all.
One call, that's all is right. Be caller number 4 for your chance to win our One Call, That's All 5K giveaway entry for the day. 833-212-1017 is the number. Caller number 4.